Link Business, please listen carefully as our options have recently changed. For quality and training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Para español, presione 9.
To become a CenturyLink Business customer, press 1. If you are an existing business customer and wish to discuss your account, press 2. If you are to make a payment, press 1. For general inquiries and all other requests regarding your account, press 2. For customers with 10 or more lines and or are DataCentrex customers, press 1. All other customers, press 2. If you wish to disconnect or cancel your service, press 1. All other inquiries and requests, press 2. Please enter the number you are calling about beginning with the area code. Please hold while we transfer your call. For quality assurance, your call may be recorded.
Thank you for calling CenturyLink. This is Ben speaking. How can I help you today?
Hi, Ben. So we had a line like disconnected, and I wanted to have it reconnected if that number is still available.
Okay, let's take a look. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name is CJ, Charlie Juliet.
CJ. And what is the telephone number, CJ?
360-376-3631.
Let me take a look. Changed your mind, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
So 360-376-3631, right?
Yes.
And for Collier Technologies, LLC?
Oh, good. It's still associated then.
And can you verify the billing address for me, please, CJ?
You may have 85 Raccoon Point Road. I thought that we updated it to 17 Bartell Road, 98245, Washington, East Sound.
It is 85. And let me see, more information. Do you need, or do you know the last four of your tax ID that's on the account?
I could look that up if you give me just a moment.
Please. Yeah, take your time. You're fine.
All right. Here it is, my EIN. The last four are 4613.
Very good. Now, CJ, what do you want to do with the line? Are you just wanting just a basic telephone line, or are you wanting to run internet over it? That way I know exactly what to get back up here.
What is the least expensive that you can get me? Incoming only, no need for outgoing. Yeah.
So, and that's what I'm asking. Is internet a factor?
No.
Because it would save you on... No, so you do not need an internet. Well, what we could do then is...
Order this. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Ben. Thank you. Are you going to be doing long distance?
No, I don't need any outgoing. Just
okay.
A local exchange is fine. It's 298 on local exchange, or is it just 376?
376, yeah. 298 is going to be high extended local.
Okay.
What you'd be at is going to be $40.30, the way the line is what you'd be paying.
Really? I remember something being like $37 or $27. Is there something less expensive that you can offer me?
There's not. No. That is just a basic telephone line, just a single telephone line, no long distance, no anything. The only thing that you have on there that's an addition was there was inside wire maintenance on the old account. You can take that off. That'll save you $5. So that'll take you to $35,
okay.
Plus your taxes and your surcharges.
Let's see. So you say 45, did you say? 35.
40. 40. Right now, 40, 30 is what it is right now with your line guard on it. You take that off, and it'll drop you down $5.
Okay. Minus
so
5.
It would take you to 35.30.
35.30. All right. And let's see. I guess there's not much else. So when should I expect that to be ringing through?
Here, let me. And a contact number for you, CJ?
You can reach me at 206-707-2837.
Thank you.
Oh, and your recording said that I may record the call for customer service purposes. Do I have your permission as well?
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you.
Number, probably, yeah. CJ contact number is 206-707-2837.
And I don't need any help installing it, so I don't want to be charged the $80 an hour for somebody to come out and take a look at it, because I know it's good in its current state.
Yeah, no, the only thing, the only installation you'll get will be like a central office charge. I was about to go over that with you. There's going to be an install fee.
Okay, what's the install fee?
It's going to be $45.50. It's going to be assessed onto your bill. So
$45.50.
Correct.
All right. So if I have you reactivate the line, it's going to be $35.30 for the month. Is it going to be prorated?
Correct.
Prorated?
Well, it depends on what we can. It's going to be prorated because okay. Your bill cycle is on the 25th. So it's going to be whenever we activate the line up till the 25th, so 3631, and then a month in advance, which realistically I think we can actually use the same facilities, so the line would be up probably today. It
okay.
Will be. So you're going to get billed from today till the 25th, and then a month in advance.
Okay, and what would it cost to add another DID to that line? Another DID.
That's not something that I'd be. That'd be a whole different department.
Okay. Well, can you transfer me to that department?
Sure.
Good. Thank you.
Wait a second. You're welcome. 1 second. Let me give you confirmation number two.
Okay.
You got a pen and paper? It's 109.
Okay.
586.
Okay.
2097.
And just to let you know, I didn't say I want you to charge me the money. I'm not ready to.
What's that?
I said I don't want you to charge me the money because I'm not ready until I talk with these folks over at the other department.
So you do not want the lines turned on?
I may have them transfer me back to you, and we may go with that. But I want to put it off until I talk with them.
Well, then here, I'll just cancel the order.
Thank you. And can I get their line, their phone number?
They actually don't have a direct line. You'll have to come through customer service.
Okay. And what department do I ask for?
You're going to ask for national sales.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. 1 second.
Thank you for calling CenturyLink. If you know your party's 7-digit extension, please enter that now. If you do not know your party's extension, please press 0 to be connected with a representative. Thank you for calling CenturyLink. If you know your party's 7-digit extension, please enter that now. If you do not know your party's extension, please press 0 to be connected with a representative. For quality assurance purposes, this call is being recorded. Please hold while we connect your call.
Thank you for calling CenturyLink. This is Melissa speaking.
Hi, Melissa. I would like to have I'd like to have a DID added to my account. Are you the right person to talk to?
You would like to have a what added to your account?
A DID.
A DID number?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they come in blocks of 20, though. How many are you interested in?
Well, I'm mostly just interested in getting the one that I had back on my account. It's still associated with my account. I called you guys and your business department, and I gave them that number, and they pulled up my account information. So I know it's still associated with my account.
Okay. Well, let me get you down to our care department, and they'll be able to pull that number for you, okay, and get it assigned again if it's not already, okay?
That would be great. Thank
you. Bear with me 1 second.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold for the next available agent.
Hi, thank you for calling CenturyLink. This is Amy. How can I help you?
Hi, Amy. Let's see. I called business sales and or support or something like that, and they I asked to have a DID that had previously been a DID previously associated with my account reassociated, and they transferred me to national sales, and national sales transferred me here. So I gave the support people my phone number, and they pulled up my account. So they pulled up my account information, so I know that it's still associated with my account.
Okay. Well, what's the account number, the phone number?
It's 360-376-3631.
Give me just one sec, okay? Okay, and that comes up for Collier Technologies?
That is true, yeah.
And your first name?
My first name is Carl, but I go by CJ.
Okay, CJ. Give me just one sec here. Okay, can you just verify the billing address for me?
Yeah, you have the wrong one, but it's 85 Raccoon Point Road, East Sound, Washington, 98245.
Okay, yeah. And okay, so what are we doing on this account? I'm sorry, CJ.
Oh, no problem. So that number, 360-376-3631, I need it officially associated with my account, and right now I hear that it's not. Can you confirm or deny that?
It's on this account.
Oh, it is on the account. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So I called up a local CLEC and asked them to initiate a transfer of that number, and they tell me that they're unable to start the transfer. So I just want to make sure that we've got all of our ducks in a row.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any reason. Yep. So if you're going, yeah, if you're going to see, like, yeah, there should be no reason why they couldn't do that transfer. Everything's active.
Okay. Can I have your contact information so I can get back in contact with you if we have more issues?
Yeah. Or, I mean, you're always welcome to contact me. My name is Amy.
Okay.
And you can get a hold of me at 800.
Uh-huh.
786-6272.
6272. All right. And this is the care department, I heard?
Yes, this is iCare. Mm-hmm.
iCare. Great. Great. Well, thank you very much. I will go ahead and give them a call and let them know to initiate the transfer.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Thank you for choosing CenturyLink. Bye-bye.
You bet.